Hey guys, excuse us.
How's it going? Witness?
No.
Oh, okay, thank goodness.
Those guys are.
I was about to.
No, we're Baptist, man.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Not denominational, but
sure.
But I appreciate the Baptist.
Yeah. Well, sure. Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't believe Jesus
is
God.
Believe Jesus, so.
Yeah, that's a cult. So we're just normal Christians. I appreciate that because I, you know, you don't want to be nice to those people because they're sending people to hell. So
no, yeah, wow. Misleading them, misguiding them for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's your name?
Darwin.
I'm Dylan. Nice to meet you.
Dylan.
What's your name?
Garrett.
Garrett. Nice to meet you. Hey, more importantly than going to church, though, we're asking everybody a really important question, and that's: God forbid, if you were to pass away today, are you 100% sure you'd be going to heaven? Do you think you would be, or do you think you might have some doubts?
Lord willing.
Sure.
Lord willing, I do.
So it sounds like you're not quite 100% sure.
Yeah,
okay. What do you think that you have to do to get to heaven?
Nothing in particular, honestly.
Okay. You think it's kind of by just living a good life, being a good person?
You could live a good life, an honest life, but... without having God in your life, you know, there's no point of having such a good life.
Because there's a few different beliefs out there.
Yeah.
So some people believe that you're saved by believing in Jesus and living a good life, and some people believe that salvation is by faith alone, not of works. Which one do you think you believe in?
Just having faith.
Amen. Having faith. Absolutely.
You're just having faith.
Yeah, that's what we believe as well. It's not of any good works that you could do.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Once a person is saved, once they believe in Jesus, do you think someone could ever lose that salvation?
If they go back to what they were doing, I honestly don't know.
Okay.
You know, Jesus forgives.
That's an honest answer.
Yeah, we should forgive everyone else too.
Because it sounds like you kind of have a couple conflating beliefs here. Because on one hand, you're telling me that salvation is just by faith alone. But then you're saying, well, if you go back and you don't do the works anymore, then you might lose your salvation. So it sounds kind of like what you're actually believing is a little bit of good works and salvation. So what I'd like to do is just show you real quick from the Bible what it says we have to do to get to heaven. Because it's very simple. It's very easy. It has nothing to do with how we live. You want to see that real quick?
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. So in Romans 3, let's just start real simple. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Mm-hmm. That's basic, right? All of us are very sinful people.
Oh, yeah.
No one's perfect whatsoever. 100%. You know, we're just man here. But because of that, the Bible says that every single person has a punishment that they deserve because of that. This is the bad news first. It says, for the wages of sin is death. Mm-hmm. So when we die, there's one of two places we can go, heaven or where?
Hell.
Hell, yeah. Do you believe hell's a real place?
Oh, yeah.
How would you describe it in your belief?
Just suffering.
Suffering.
Endless suffering.
Exactly. That's what the Bible says. It's endless suffering, fire, torment, no rest, day or night. Terrible, terrible place. But the Bible does give us a list of the type of people that are going to go there someday. It says here, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters. Really bad list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then it says, and all liars. Yeah. Shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at this list and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not unbelieving. I've never murdered anyone. I'm not a sorcerer. But I'm thinking like, oh, I've lied before.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever lied before?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone has, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so what this verse is teaching us is that every single person, because we've sinned, we all deserve that punishment of hell.
Yeah.
But the question is, do you think God wants us to go there?
No.
No, right? He wants us to go to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
And the Bible explains the reason why that is. Romans chapter 5. Romans 5 verse 8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he loves us. He doesn't want us to go to hell, right?
Yeah.
So he wants to make it very easy for us to go to heaven. So of course, you know, he gave Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary. Because of that, he had no earthly father. His real father is God in heaven. So when he was born, he was 100% man and 100% God.
Yeah.
You believe Jesus is God?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's really important. Some people don't understand that. But because he's God, that's what enabled him to live his entire life perfectly, never sinning one single time.
Yes.
And of course, you know about all the miracles he did, raising people from the dead, and of course, just preaching the word of God. Because of that, he was hated of the Jews. And as you know, he was killed on the cross.
Yes.
Right? When his body was buried in the earth, the Bible says his soul went somewhere for 3 days and three nights. Do you think it was heaven or hell, if you had to guess?
I think it was heaven.
So he did eventually go to heaven. You are right. But he actually went to hell first. And I want to show you that from the Bible. Because here's the thing. I could make up anything I want to you, but I want to show it from the Bible because that's the only thing we could trust,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So check it out. It says, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. And maybe you're thinking, well, why would Jesus have gone to hell if he's God and if he's perfect?
Yeah.
But remember, where is it that all of us deserve to go for our sins?
Hell.
Exactly. Yeah. So he went to hell for us to pay the punishment that we deserve. Yeah. So we deserve to suffer there. He went and suffered there for us. Yeah. But he didn't stay there, because what happened 3 days after he died?
He rose
again. Exactly. Amen. Now, here's the question. Just because Jesus died and was buried and rose again, do you think that means everybody just automatically goes to heaven no matter what? No. So this brings us back to the question of what do we have to do to get saved? What do we have to do to get to heaven? Well, someone actually asked that exact question in the Bible, in Acts chapter 16. This question is asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" I don't know about you. I want to know the answer to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's the answer. It says, "And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
Amen.
Now, notice it's not saying go to church and you'll be saved, repent of all your sins, ask for forgiveness, tithe, help old ladies cross the street, save cats, do a good job, yeah, right? There's not a long list of things to do. It's just one thing, and that's believe.
Yeah.
And that's because believe, it doesn't just simply mean that you believe he exists, right? Because let's say there was a bunch of politicians down there, and I said, "Hey, man, I believe those politicians exist." Does that mean that I trust them?
No,
right? There's a big difference, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what it means to believe in Jesus, of course it means you believe he's real,
yeah,
right? Of course it means you believe he's God. But more than that, it means that you trust that what he did for you is the only thing taking you to heaven.
Yeah.
Not thinking, well, I have to keep up my end of the bargain. I have to be living a pretty clean life. I have to repent of my sins. Then you're trusting partly in Jesus and partly in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible makes it clear that we have to trust 100% in him. Otherwise, that we're not going to be saved. So in Ephesians 2, it says, "For by grace," grace is something we don't deserve, right? "For by grace are you saved through faith." That's your trust. "And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So the Bible's saying that salvation is not of ourselves. There's nothing that we can do to earn salvation. Specifically, no works. So works are good things. And some people think, oh, you know, you Baptists are against good works. No, good works are good, but when it comes to what's taking you to heaven, the Bible says it's not of works. So, like, I go to church.
Yeah.
I go preach the gospel. I try to do what's right,
mm-hmm,
but I'm not doing those things to get myself to heaven. I'm doing those things because it's just the right thing to do,
yeah,
right? And it says, "Lest any man should boast." So if salvation were by works, we'd be able to, like, brag. Do you think God wants us bragging?
Really.
Right, exactly. What if I said to you, "Hey, man, I'm going to heaven because I'm such a great guy, and I go to church, I read the Bible, I pray." Who does it sound like I'm trusting in, Jesus or myself?
Yourself.
Exactly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's why salvation has to be 100% by faith,
mm-hmm,
because now I can say, I'm a sinner, mm-hmm, I'm not that great of a person, but I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins, that he was buried and rose again. That's the only thing that's going to take me to heaven.
Yeah.
You see the difference between those things?
Yeah.
So that's what we have to do to be saved, is put our faith 100% on him. Now, when we believe in him, when we put our faith in him, the Bible says that God gives us something in return when we put our faith in him. In Romans 6, it says, "For the wages of sin is death." That's the bad news, that we deserve hell. "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord."
Yeah.
So the Bible calls salvation a gift.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name, by the way?
Byron.
Byron?
Yeah.
Byron. What if I said, "Hey, Byron, I want to give you this Bible as a gift. You just have to pay me $100. Is that a gift?
No.
Of course not, right? Or it's like, "Hey, Byron, I want to give you this Bible as a totally free gift. You just have to wash my truck." Is that
a gift? Yeah.
Right. So it's the same thing with God.
Yeah.
God isn't saying, "Hey, Byron, here's eternal life. It's a free gift, but you have to keep the Ten Commandments. And you have to go to church, and you have to tithe, and you have to do good things, and you have to repent of your sins." Then it ceases to be a gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because a gift is free. Who paid for the gift? The giver does.
Yeah.
So who paid for salvation?
Jesus
did. How did he pay for it? By living a perfect life, dying on the cross, going to hell, rising again from the dead. That's how he paid for it. We get the gift simply by receiving it by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now that gift that he wants to give us, it's called eternal life. How long does eternal last for?
Forever. Yeah,
exactly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Let's say someone believes in Jesus Christ and they have everlasting life, they have eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say something really bad happens in their life and they commit a really big sin. Do you think that that person would still be saved, or do you think that they would lose their salvation?
Sin is sin, regardless of how big or how small it is. So, I mean, yeah, you could still be saved.
Okay.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, because you have the right answer. You're 100% right. Do you think there's any scenario where a person could lose their salvation?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, the list that the Bible just gave us, murderers, you know, liars.
Okay.
You know, all that.
Okay. So let's think about this for a second. You know, you said all sin is bad. It's all going to condemn us, right? But here's the thing. When Jesus died on the cross, do you think that he died only for little sins or also for big sins?
Big sins.
He died for everything, right? And so far from what I've shown you, does the Bible say that to get to heaven, you have to stop sinning and do good or simply just trust in Jesus Christ?
Just trust in Jesus.
Right. Is it something you have to earn by doing good things and not doing bad things, or is it a free gift?
It's a free gift.
It's a free gift. So when it comes to losing your salvation, sometimes people will understand that, okay, salvation is a gift. Mm-hmm. I don't have to work for it, but if I start doing bad, maybe God will take it away. But Jesus actually taught in one verse, he taught three times in one verse that you can never lose your salvation for any reason. I want to show that to you. In John 5, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me," notice, "hath everlasting life." Mm-hmm. So he says, if you believe in me, right now, present tense, you have everlasting life. And you already told me, how long does everlasting last for?
Forever.
Right. So can you lose something that's everlasting?
No.
No, it's forever, right? So if I'm saved today and I have everlasting life, will I have it tomorrow?
Yeah.
What about a million years from now?
Of course.
Yeah, because it's everlasting, right? Okay. Not only that, he says, and shall not come into condemnation. That means going to hell. So it says, if you believe in me, you have everlasting life, and you'll never come into condemnation. He says, but it's passed from death unto life. Are these your friends right here?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have to go, or do you want to keep hearing this for a second? I just got like five more minutes. Is that cool? Okay, cool. Hey, guys, excuse us. How's it going? No. Oh,
okay, thank goodness.
Those guys are...
I was about to...
No, we're Baptists, man.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Not denominational, but I appreciate the Baptists.
Yeah. Well, Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't believe Jesus
is
God.
They don't believe Jesus
is
God.
Yeah, that's a cult, so we're just normal Christians. I appreciate that. Because, you know, you don't want to be nice to those people because they're sending people to hell, so...
No, yeah. Misleading them. Misguiding them.
Absolutely. What's your name?
Darwin.
I'm Dylan. Nice to meet you.
Dylan.
What's your name?
Garrett,
nice to meet you. Yeah, so let me just show you this verse I was going to show you here. So if you notice at the end how it says that he is passed from death unto life, he doesn't say like, well, if you believe in Jesus, someday you'll be passed from death unto life. If you live a good enough life, if you follow the commandments, he says that it's in that very moment that you're passed from death unto life. That's because salvation's not a process. Salvation is not a process of cleaning up your life, doing good, abstaining from evil. It's one moment of time putting all of your trust in Jesus Christ. That's how you're saved. Is that what you guys believe?
Facts.
Or do you guys think salvation is by works?
No.
All right. It's by faith alone, right?
By faith alone.
Yeah. And so we're talking about how because salvation is a free gift and it's by faith alone, you can never lose your salvation.
Exactly.
Right? Because if I said, hey, man, I got a free Bible for you. It's a totally free gift. But I came back in a week and I said, oh, man, you haven't read it. I'm going to take it back from you. Was that a gift?
No.
No. No, it's a free gift. Exactly. So let me think. I got off train of thought here. Let me do a quick recap. Okay, so in the beginning I said that we're all sinners. And because we've sinned, where do we deserve to go?
Hell.
Right, but God doesn't want us to go there. What did he do for us so that way we're not going to go there? Exactly. And what is it that we have to do to get to heaven?
Just believe.
Just believe. And once we believe, how long are we saved for?
Forever,
right.
Forever.
Now here's the thing. When I came to your door, you were saying like, I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to heaven. And here's the thing, if salvation were by works, I wouldn't be 100% sure either because I mess up every single day, right? But now that I've shown you it's just by faith alone, you can never lose it, do you see now how you can be 100% sure?
Yeah.
Right. So before, you know, you gave me the right answer that salvation's by faith alone, but you thought you might be able to lose that salvation. But have I changed your mind with this, that you can never lose it? Awesome. Yeah. So here's the thing. This whole time I've been telling you that all you got to do to be saved is believe in Jesus. And what it means to believe in Jesus is not just believe he's real, but it's to trust him 100% for salvation. So the Bible says that this is how we do that. In Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right? So all you got to do to trust in him is pray and ask him for that free gift. But here's the thing. Let's say that I'm a person who prays and ask for that gift, but I don't believe in my heart. Would I be saved? If I pray, but I don't believe, would I be saved?
No.
Absolutely not, right? What if I pray for salvation, but I think I have to follow the commandments to be saved? Would I be saved?
No.
What if I prayed and asked for salvation, but I thought that if I didn't keep living a good life, I was going to lose my salvation? Would I be saved?
No,
right? So this is why I'm explaining this to you, because now that you fully understand this, you've got to call upon the name of the Lord and ask him for that free gift. So what I'd like to do is just help you word a quick prayer. Would you want to just repeat after me?
Sure.
All right, just repeat after me. Dear Jesus,
I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell.
But I believe you died.
For my sins.
That you were buried. And rose again from the dead. I'm only trusting in you.
I'm only trusting in you.
And not myself.
And not myself.
Please save me now.
Please save me now.
Amen.
Amen.